Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Seems like it always starts trending this time of year, and I saw it again earlier today, and I was like, here we go again.
Mm.
The ick factor. If you haven't heard of the ick factor, it's like the one thing that immediately turns you off when somebody does it or whatever. You're like, ugh! Like, it just grosses you out.
So wait a minute. Is this like somebody you don't know, somebody you're first encountering, or is this like all of a sudden you see somebody do something, you didn't know they did it, and now you're like, I have to get this person out of my life.
It's the ick factor. It's just something yucky that somebody does. Now, when it started, it was like Seinfeld and Friends, mm-hmm. and I even think Sex and the City was talking about it. It's when you're in a relationship and they do something that's such a turnoff that you call it the ick factor, that it's like a deal breaker for you.
So you can no longer be with them in other ways.
Right. But now it's trending like just overall, and they gave it a fancy new name. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Sudden repulsion syndrome, SRS. It's when somebody does something and you are so immediately repulsed by it that you have to like back away because it's so nasty.
What is that for you?
It's a lot of things, to be honest. Gunk in the corner of your mouth. Like, you ever see the people that constantly have the foam in the corner of their mouth?
Yeah.
And you're just like,
dries.
And you just want to take your fingers and just do the inside. Get the corners of your mouth.
Cracks while they're talking to you.
Ugh. Yeah. Like, I just can't stop staring at it.
Yeah, that's a gross one. It tells you that person is really anxious, mm-hmm. maybe on, some medication or something like that. They need a little something to hydrate.
I guess.
Yeah, that's gross, though.
On our Facebook page, David wrote, Crocs are the ick factor for him.
For me. Same.
Yeah, people wear Crocs.
And I know people that wear them, and they're nice people, and they're perfectly normal people. And they come over, and they've got clean socks on and clean Crocs, and I'm still like, oh, as soon as I see it.
Well, Crocs don't bother me so much.
Oh, like, they bother me, man.
All right. But
when you're an adult.
Well, I actually try to wear Crocs.
Yeah.
They look ridiculous on my feet.
Yeah.
But my daughter, she's a teenager. I feel like all the teenagers, they wear them, and they look fine. They're cute.
Teenagers don't count.
Oh, okay.
That's different.
Right. But for me, it's not so much the Crocs. It's when guys have dirty shoes, or even women. If you have dirty, beat up shoes on, mm-hmm. like to a formal event, not like if you're like running to Walmart or whatever, like if you're going somewhere, like at a real place, like you're out to dinner and your shoes are gross and old looking. I can't. Like, for some reason, it bothers me so much.
Mm.
It's so nasty.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like busted toes.
Mm.
Yeah. If you've got like sock lint in the toes, right? Especially if you were wearing black socks, clean that up. Clean that up. As soon as you take the shoes off, that should be the first thing that you're dealing with.
We asked around the office, like, what gives you the ick factor, the sudden repulsion syndrome?
It sounds mean, though, the teeth. You can't be having the British teeth, you know what I'm talking about? You know, it's just like a jacked up, a snaggle. Just a snaggle tooth, we're not doing that. I feel sorry for the people with snaggles, and I know they don't want them, but I can't do it.
The snaggle tooth.
I mean, it is kind of mean.
And first of all, don't the British people get mad at this point? Don't the British people be like, we have dentists now. We can stop saying that it's us.
I think it was about the lack of fluoride in their water. And they have that now, too. I think so. But they'll always be known for it, I guess, right? That and meth heads. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the sudden repulsion syndrome? The ick factor, the thing that just grosses you out. 1-800-330-9999. They gave it a fancy new name, but it's the same thing. Sudden repulsion syndrome. It's the ick factor. It's like when somebody does something and you're so grossed out by it that you're just like immediately stops you in your track. You're like, oh, gosh, it's so nasty.
Yeah, yeah. Is it, can it be behavioral too, or is it like something that's on their physical body?
It's anything that just immediately repulses you.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the new name, sudden repulsion syndrome.
Don't be mad or mean to strangers, kids, and don't be mean to dogs. Those are my two big ones right there. Those are big ones right there.
Kathy wrote on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, sloppy wet kissers. This grosses me out. I can't. When people like kiss you like on your cheek, but it's wet.
Right. They like absorb.
Oh.
Or what about like, you know, regular kissers? Like, you know, sometimes they get a little bit wild. I know you've been married since you were 8.
True.
So. So it's hard for you to remember,
yeah,
but you know.
Yeah.
But there's some sloppy kissers out there, even like absorb your mouth.
I'm talking about sloppy wet kissers, but you know what else grosses me out?
Yeah.
And I know it sounds terrible when I say it, but like when a guy gives me a hug, but he hugs a little bit too long.
Yeah.
When they hold for just like an extra second too long and you're like, get off me.
Well, there's a thing too. Like, listen, I mean, we got to really know each other if I'm pulling your upper body in close too.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, that's a thing. It's a real thing.
We asked around the office, what's your ick factor, a.k.a. the new fancy name, sudden repulsion syndrome?
Dirty looks, really. If you're looking at me and you're not smiling and glowing and you're just like, ugh, I'm just icked out.
I mean, that also means they're just not into you.
You know what? I see him all the time from across the parking lot. And can he see my face? I'm not sure that he can see my face accurately.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I think to myself that he's not giving me a super smiley face.
Oh, so you think that...
So now I got to overcompensate to make sure that he's taking it into account? He doesn't think I'm being a jerk?
Chewing on toothpicks or picking your teeth with a toothpick. But there's always those guys that just walk around with a toothpick. That gives me the ick.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, that triggers me right now is producer John is always chewing a pen.
Nasty.
It is gross.
Yeah.
And how many? I come in here and I got a dozen pens in my little cup.
Mm-hmm.
And
They're all chewed. It's a buffet. It's a buffet of pens.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Veronica, what gives you the ick?
So it's so disgusting to me when I see people's phones or like iPads or whatever screens that are filthy. Like you can see their fingerprints and the dust and like crumbs stuck on the frames. It's so gross.
It's so funny you say that because not my phone. My phone is as clean as it's going to get. But for some reason, my laptop screen is always dirty and Raven always points it out to me.
It's a DJ thing. Because what happens is inevitably, whenever you're DJing a party or whatever, and I've been a DJ for many years, there's some photographer over your shoulder or whatever wants to see how cool it looks, and they click a photo, and your screen looks absolutely disgusting.
Erica, what gives you the ick?
What gives me the ick is when a guy asks you out on a date and expects you to plan the whole thing.
What, are you married? What are you talking about? That doesn't happen until you've been married for at least, I don't know, a week, right?
It's funny, though, because if you're re-entering the dating scene, it sounds absolutely perfect to a guy.
No, it's happening in the dating world.
Really?
Yeah, so annoying.
So what do you do? Like, when they ask you, and then they expect you to make reservations somewhere and pick out what you're going to do?
Yeah, they want you to plan the whole date.
You could have whatever you like, as long as I don't have to come up with it, or figure out the reservations, or anything like that.
1-800-330-9999. What gives you the ick, or now, as it's professionally known, the sudden repulsion syndrome? They gave it a fancy new name, but it's the same thing. The ick factor, now they're calling it sudden repulsion syndrome.
Mm.
If you're not familiar with the ick factor, it's like when somebody does something that immediately grosses you out. It usually has to do when you're dating somebody. It's like a turnoff.
Right.
But in general, sudden repulsion syndrome applies to everyone.
Well, I think it's because, you know, when you're dating somebody, obviously, in your close vicinity and you're exposed to each other more and more. When somebody takes off their shoes and I smell smelly feet, sweaty feet. That's a bad one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, replace those shoes. Get some new socks. Why are your feet so sweaty?
We asked around the office, like, what gives you sudden repulsion syndrome, a.k.a. the ick factor?
When you're at a drive-through and he screams really loud in the speaker and has to repeat himself. I don't know why, but I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm not sure why, but it just gives me the ick.
I get it. For some reason, that bothers me, too. Hello? Hello? Right? It's like, it's so annoying. When people are overly aggressive, did you get that?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, it bothers me. It bothers me, too. It's so random.
Okay.
Self-proclaimed nice guys. Hate that. And they're like, oh, I'm a nice guy. I'm a really nice guy.
Predator.
And you're like, okay. Convince me a little hard. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, the worst.
I'm with you. The one that says they're the nice guy, probably a predator. Probably some sort of predator, right? Like, don't fall asleep around that guy. I just tell you right now, don't fall asleep around the guy that goes, no, no, no. I'm a nice guy.
Uh-huh. Right. You should never call yourself a nice guy.
No.
1-800-330-9999. Julie, what gives you the ick?
Dirty or long fingernails.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a big one. There's nothing worse than seeing somebody's photos and then, like, you're looking at the photo and then their nails are disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, it's terrible.
Yeah. Adults or kids. Like, if your child has dirty fingernails, you're supposed to be cleaning their nails.
I learned a trick. So you take a bar of soap, like a bar of Dove soap or whatever, and you take either your nails, but it also works for the kids, which is what I use it on my toddler. Because for some reason, underneath her nails are always black. I don't know what they're doing at that school on the playground, but they're always gross and dirty. And you have them put their nails, like they grab into the bar of soap, and it gets rid of it. It like takes it out. The bar of soap like captures the grime.
Well, I also hate the feeling of soap under my nails.
Oh, well, that I can't help you with. Yeah. I'd rather have that than the grime. Matthew, what gives you the ick?
People are going to probably judge me for this, but I can't help when I see somebody's grill, or their teeth are just like messed up. Like you can tell they just never, ever took care of them, you know, or whatever's going on. And like, I don't know. I have an issue with it. I know it's not nice, but I mean, like, and then the breath that comes with it sometimes, just no thanks.
I'm very self-conscious of my breath because I drink so much coffee and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it's always nasty. But the thing about the bad teeth, it doesn't give me the ick, but I can't stop staring. I look like a freak that I'm just staring at their teeth. And then once you know that you're staring at your teeth, I feel like they know that you're staring at their teeth. And that makes it even more uncomfortable.
It makes me all sad, but it's definitely a red flag, right? Like when you see it, you can deduce quite a few things about somebody's life. It may or may not be accurate, but that's what you're going to do.
Heather, what gives you the ick?
It totally grosses me out when people lick their lips. Like, I don't need to see your tongue all over your face. Like, get some chapstick.
Oh, I agree with you. I think it's so nasty when people are constantly licking their lips. It's gross. Lip lickers. Try saying that 5 times fast.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.